This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the process of bringing to you a good day, better day, the stories of the day, the people of the day, things that matter, what it means to you after we talk about what is what and who is who, I noticed Jay Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program, that Joe Biden wants to forgive federal loans, $10,000, the story of mass forgiveness of student loan debt. Man, this is a boil on the skin of lots of borrowers, whether it be people that went to school or whether it's the parents who paid for it, however this happened. So what's the White House's latest plan? Because they've been kicking this around since Bernie Sanders started talking about it. And what's her face from Massachusetts, whose name I conveniently forget because she's Elizabeth Warren. Because she drives me nuts.
And it is one of those things where people who have had to pay all of their loans, or they are currently paying their loans, or their parents worked four full-time jobs to help their kids pay their loans. And it's kind of the sense of like, well, this isn't fair. But at the same time, don't we want better for our own children? If I was still paying student loans and my son had an opportunity to not have to deal with all of those loans, I would want better for him. I mean, that's just my personal opinion, but at the same time, it's like, but who's paying for these loans? Is this going to raise up taxes? President Biden wiped out $5.8 billion in student debt for 560,000 borrowers.
How does he do this on his own? Does he do that without without a bill, without some way of saying, okay, yeah, the guys in the Congress, the Senate, and the House, and others, they signed off on this? Where does he come up with the power to just say, okay, a magic wand has just been waved, and those of you who owe at least $10,000 don't have to pay? Where does that money come from?
And anyone who has already paid off their student loans, they're not eligible for any of this.
No, you've already paid, good for you.
People currently doing this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so this is like the largest of its kind in Department of Education's history. It really is massive.
The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, that's what it's called. You have to have had 120 payments made working for a government agency or a nonprofit. That's how it first got started, I think. And now it's broadened. I know a lot of people who are college profs, for example, had their loans forgiven. But this money comes from you. This money comes from me. This money comes from everybody who's listening to this program. This is not something created in a vacuum. The money comes from someplace. And we have so much debt now, I don't know what the solution is. I don't like this solution, necessarily. I think that the other side of it is, do you less appreciate what it takes to get a college education if you don't have to pay for it?
Scholarship, because you have the threat of losing your scholarship if you don't follow all the guidelines. And also the thing about this student loan forgiveness, it's for the 560,000 borrowers who attended the for-profit Corinthian colleges chain. It's not all colleges all around. Right now it's just anybody who attended any of the Corinthian colleges.
Yeah, what are the Corinthian colleges? I've never heard them referred to. I think they're not public. I mean, well, they're not public institutions. Are they private institutions, much as anything else? But then again, that's an inequality, too. If you're going to do this, you got to do it for everybody. It's not just this person over here gets it and that person doesn't. You want to cause a real problem, then do it. Pick and choose who's going to have their loan forgiven. That's not going to work.
And I'm just not reading this. Forgive me for not having this information sooner. It says that every student who was deceived, defrauded, and driven into debt by Corinthian colleges.
Like the University of Phoenix, the for-profit schools, Those have been the target of a lot of this stuff, frankly. And so the people, this plan calls for limiting debt forgiveness to Americans who earn less than $150,000 a year. Let's see here, less than $300,000 if it's a married couple. And but it's not clear whether the administration will simultaneously require interest and payments to resume at the end of August when the pause is scheduled to lapse. So we're forgiving some of the money, but not all of the money. And some of the people will get the $10,000 federal credit and other people will not. This has the markings. Either they haven't explained it well or they haven't thought it out well. And so what are we doing? Are we trying to draw? The political folks will say, well, this is Biden trying to buy votes. Midterm, Democrats are in trouble because of all of the spending and the inflation. They're going to get walloped in the midterms. Both, you know, there's what's up here are all of the House seats, a third of the Senate seats, and about a third of the governorships in the country. And there are lots of polls that indicate that the Republicans are going to do better than the Democrats because of inflation. You know, it's always, remember when Clinton ran? Well, you don't remember, but I do. And Jim Carville, who is his main architect of his campaign, said it's the economy, stupid. What people will vote is their pocketbooks. If things are good, people stick with, I mean, economically, they'll stick with whoever is in office. If things are bad, and they are right now, you can see a big blowout coming. Now, whether that's going to be better or worse, depending if you're a partisan, you love it if you're a Republican, you don't like it if you're a Democrat, but if you're just a regular American that sees the forest for the trees, the uproar that happens each time, it's healthy because you get new ideas in, I guess. But look at the quality of the people who are running. That's the thing that I'm always concerned about. Who's running? And why are they running? And are we going to get a lot more cucamongas like AOC and Meredith, Marjorie Taylor Greene? We're going to get nutbirds like that? And this other kid, what was his name, Carl Ruth? They're nuts. These people are crazy.
Cawthorn, yeah.
Cawthorn, right. This is a perfect example, frankly, of thinking ahead. The primary season is upon us between now and September. And if you haven't, a lot of people are now understanding how important it is to vote. There was a big to-do in Georgia where there have been some political suggestions that the reason the Republican votes went the way they did is because Democrats changed their party affiliation to vote against the Trump-backed the candidates. So, I mean, that's Trump who's coming up with that. But it's an interesting thought. Anyway, when you get down to brass tacks, yeah, okay, so I'll change. I don't want these crazies in there. I'm going to vote for whoever seems stable. And so that's part of the rock and roll here of politics. Wowie zowie. In a moment, we deal with a hotter world, the drought, starting with Southern California, right after this.
Teeter Totter. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Teeter Totters consist of a single board balanced on a fulcrum. Children sit on either side and take turns going up and down on it. At some point during their play on a teeter-totter, precocious children tend to attempt to find that exact spot where it can be perfectly balanced in the middle so that neither child's feet are touching the ground. And isn't that really the goal of life? I mean, we all have our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're all looking to find some balance in the midst of it all. Maybe today is a good day for you to play on the mental teeter-totter of life. And be mindful to incorporate balance into whatever you're doing. For help finding balance in the midst of it all, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch. Which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding taxes. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
All right, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So Southern California has been the focus of water restrictions, and now this week they're taking effect. The grass is yellow and brown. The restrictions call for all outdoor water use to, and this is a Los Angeles County, so there's about 14 million people that live there. People who can not water, or I guess they can, depending on where you live in the county, one day a week. I don't even know why that is happening, frankly, because they're trying to cut the water use by 35% because they're morons. They won't figure out how to use funds to catch the water, to desalinate. And then when you think about what's going on there, and then you transfer it to what's going on around the rest of the world, whether it's climate change or it isn't, 18% of the world's population lives in India. And they have a lot of the planet warming greenhouse gases. They're suffering because there's a heat wave there that's devastated North India and Pakistan. The temperature on average there right now is 110 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
So hot that birds are falling out of the sky. That's how hot it is. And the mountains of Pakistan, the melting snow there, a lot of water and floods, so the water where they don't need it, and water where they have too much water where they don't need it, and they have not enough where they need it. So India and Pakistan are just an example of some of the other countries. And this is something that the religionists who are into global warming and climate change and stuff, and I say that because it's become kind of a religion, we'll go buy an electric car, that'll fix everything. No, not going to fix everything. But there is no, the practical side of the Indians, the Pakistanis and the Indians don't get along. So there's no cooperation. If they did get along, they could figure out how to take water from the Indian Ocean, hello, duh, desalinate it, take care of their people, and help the Pakistanis at the same time. But because of the political, where we are, back to the damn politics again, and what's going on, so they've had to shut down schools because it's too hot for the kids to go to school. They've had to shut down the businesses over there because of COVID. Things have changed a little way. Livelihoods have changed over there. I was on the phone the other day with somebody changing an airplane reservation, and I said to the lady I was talking to, "Where are you?" And she says, "I'm in Pakistan." She's answering the phone for American Airlines to take care of my ticket problem in Pakistan.
Oh,
and she explained that she was working from home, and I didn't have time to ask her how much she was making, but, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Well, most people in customer service and that are answering call lines, they almost all of them are from home anymore. I've been on with people, and you can hear their kid crying in the back. And not that I'm judging that. I've had Mac on air crying into the mic before. Yeah, but it's just astounding that the way it has moved, where there's really no more call centers anymore. Everybody is doing it from home.
The download, every day we have a different podcast. We were talking about Kevin Spacey and the sexual assault charges that he's having to deal with. I'm talking about some of these things to remind you that you can get the show through the course of the day. You can go to TuneIn Radio, and we're changing all of the logos. You'll be able to find it under gooddaydownload.com as things change a bit here. It's 21 after the hour.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, and Jake Kirshner going through some of your comments from our social media. And yes, as things change, the handle of the program goes back to Doug Steffens, Good Day. For those of you who have just been around for the 6.5 years of the DJV program, I've been doing a morning syndicated radio program since 1988, and the original name was Doug Steffens Good Day USA, and then we shortened it to Doug Steffens Good Day, and then shortened it further to just the Good Day Show. So the suggestion after much study, what do we do? How do we change it back to deal with the realities of Jennifer and Victoria? And so the best thing seemed to be the healthiest remembrance of people who have been carrying. There are a lot of radio stations. There's 380-some-odd stations that carry this program. At one point, there were 590-some-odd that carried this program. And so many listeners and radio programmers remember there have been folks that have carried this program since almost the beginning. I can name you half a dozen stations that have been on for 28, 29 years. And so, you know, they understand what is necessary to move things around, especially in today's competitive atmosphere. So as things change, our social media handles will change, right? You're working on that. Jay does a lot of that stuff herself because that's one of the things that she's very good at. One of the many things that she's good at is making sure that all of the identities that we have will be consistent. So you'll
switched
find
over, yeah, lots yeah. of changes. What's that yeah. one song? The changes.
That's it, right? Hey, very good. Changes. Okay, hey Phil, who did that? That was
David Bowie.
That was David Bowie. Yeah, it was. Okay, thank you. I was thinking that. Okay, so we've asked you questions about John Hinckley and the restrictions that have been lifted on his life. So, what are listeners saying about that?
Well, Celeste Erickson points out, what's to stop him from doing it again? He might have a mental day sometime.
Good
Charlene, yeah, Charlene Smith says no, he should stay locked up, period.
But he hasn't been locked up. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
He's been in custody of his mother for the past 6 or 7 years.
Yes, since 2016. And he was actually found not guilty by way of insanity and had spent over 30 years under psychiatric care.
So if he's 67, how old is his mother who he's with? She's got
I'm curious if she's even still alive. I tried to search that, and I haven't been able to find anything. So all of the remaining restrictions lifted. Tim Palmer points out he should have never been released in his mother's care. He should have been put in an institution for life. And, yes, trying to kill a president or former president should definitely matter. And Tim Lowe points out that was treason. Mental state or not, when you try to assassinate a president or you do assassinate a sitting president, that's treason.
I thought I liked his. Well, I don't know if I liked it. I was interested in his comment. He shouldn't have seen another sunrise after his actions. I'm sort of surprised, given all of the stuff that we're talking about, with how the police and authorities sort of take out all of these crazy people that are shooting up schools and churches and malls and whatever else is going on. Most of the time, the shooter is either doing himself or her. Well, it isn't usually her; it's a him doing himself in. Or the authorities shoot the person who's responsible for all of this. And with all the Secret Service people around Hinckley, I always wondered, I did at the time. I remember saying on the air, how come this guy's still alive? Why didn't he get shot by the Secret Service? Where were they? And I remember this great criticism because there were a lot of people who said the Secret Service wasn't doing their job. There's something to think about. 28 past the hour.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test. End quote. And said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday.
359 ballots were cast, no spoiled ballots.
I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A recount is being requested in one Texas election.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The decision by the mostly partisan and politically motivated House panel investigating January 6 will be going to live TV to push their agenda Thursday. To make sure the message gets out, they've hired Hollywood producer James Goldston to run its primetime hearing. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Monday said the made-for-TV show has nothing to do with justice or the Constitution, but everything with exercising its partisan advantage.
I think the panel itself violates the rules of Congress, which require kind of bipartisan, proportional balance between the members. And here you have all Democrats plus, I think, two anti-Trump Republicans. You're not going to get a kind of both sides of the issue presented. And I do think hiring and bringing on a media person really proves what the purpose of this thing is. It has nothing to do with law or justice or the Constitution. It has everything to do with partisan advantage.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, working our way through the trust that the audience has, stations have with me and with us. One of the things that has connected me over the many years that I've been doing this has been me being frank about who I am. I think listeners want to know who you are. I think they want to know really what goes on. I think you can be personal without being private. And
yes,
so
yeah, of course.
People know I'm happy to, you because I know you are. Oh, you were talking about Mac a few minutes ago, your two-year-old son, who is a part of your life and therefore a part of our broadcast when he wants to be or when he needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's, we're all human beings here. And one of the things that I've learned about this medium, as I've been in it for a long time, is it's a very personal medium. It's a very personal connection. You'd be amazed. Well, you've been doing this long enough. You've been on a lot of radio programs and stations, so you know how people connect with you. They want to know you, and they want to know what's going on. That's why when I posted a picture on my own Facebook page the other day of Daisy riding with me up to Vermont to pick up a group of cows. People love to know about my farm, and I send people to the website you do. We easily connect my personal website to eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, so you can see what goes on the farm. It's a very important part of my life. And we posted pictures after the gathering at the award ceremony of all the ladies and my daughter and people in my family. And I love to do that. I'm happy it doesn't become private. It's personal, but yet it's fun for people to identify because they want to know that you are like they are. And we are. We're all suffering the same vagaries. We're all having the same experiences, hopefully, the good stuff, the good, the bad, the ugly. This is not a complicated thing, this business of communicating. Some people make it complicated, but it isn't. It's not very hard to understand. The message is clear. People want to trust you. They want to know what you're saying. I'm not telling that everything that I say is right, or that I know sometimes I spout things that don't make a whole lot of sense or seem crazy, but that's because that's who I am. So people kind of get that. Am I trying to deliberately mislead people? No. Never have, never will. I color things sometimes to make stories more interesting, but there's nobody getting hurt with that. I think some of the things that get discussed, the Alex Jones stuff, I always go back to that. The people involved in those sorts of discussions on the air, I think it's irresponsible and it's hurtful, and I don't want to do that, never have. Use that as an example. Somebody might say something else about me. I'm not talking about him as a person. I just don't like that kind of radio. I don't think it gets us any place. Some people do. So if that's the way you think every day, then help yourself. I will say, though, as I look at some of the people in the news today, I left out this part of a conversation when I was talking about the election and going to primaries and what's happening. My own observation is that there's a new person in town, or somebody who's being, I'm not really quite sure where she's going. Her name is Mallory McMorrow. Have you heard about her?
No, I'm not familiar with her.
She's a Michigan State Senator, and she wasn't somebody who was on everybody's radar, frankly, until April 19th, when she started talking to her constituents and voters in her area, and talking very frankly, a very impassioned speech, which basically was a result of some Republican accusations that she was supporting the rights of gays and trans students over, quote-unquote, regular folks. So she was on a radio program, and she went on for 4 or 5 minutes. And apparently there has been, this show has been listened to, has been accessed 15 million times since she talked about, remember I said something about James Carville, what he said when Clinton was running? It's the economy, stupid, that's what get people to the polls. And so in a manner of speaking, she used Cargill and has sort of become a model for the midterms. There's an interesting story about her in the New Yorker also this week, not a counter to the Meredith, I keep calling her Meredith,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and that bunch. And then, the people like AOC. This woman seems to be pretty stable. So let's see where she goes with all of her, the stuff, I'm hesitant sometimes to talk about politics because it becomes so one-sided. But I am interested in talking about some of the people, the personalities who are there. Because there are, there's another woman named Lana Feese, who I guess is also, and this may have been what started the whole thing with McMorrow back and forth. But the Democrats and Republicans, again, trying to hold the feet to the fire because of issues, not because of personalities. And that's what makes, you know, the discussion of the gun law, that's an issue, not about personalities, right? Although some people try to make it about personalities. But poll after poll after poll suggests that a discussion of the gun law needs to be about the gun law, or laws, if you will, and not about the people. You know, so I don't really care what Trump says about it. I don't really care what Biden says about it. I want to know how it affects you and how it affects me. Who cares what those guys think? Think about it on your own. What really stirs you into action, or what stirs your thought? Hopefully, it's not pandering to or repeating the same stuff that either Biden or Trump has to say, because they're not the end of, they're not the be-all and the end-all. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to make up your own mind about how you feel about this stuff and take action according to what you think is important. Forget about others. Think it through yourself. That's why I thought, and I said this a couple of times, that it seemed to me that not only now we've got Tulsa to deal with, but the stuff in Texas, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. I hope it is anyway, because there needs to be some change. There's got to be some end to this kind of stuff. Otherwise, we risk losing our ability to be a free country. Because
people are
going to shut down. You know, just
not only are things not working, things are getting worse. And there is clearly no one answer. Mental health is not the only situation in this. Gun control, not the only situation in this. There are so many factors that are at play. And it is, like Doug said, very important for all of us to be forming our own opinions, not just regurgitating other people's opinions. And that goes along with reading articles in the news and not just picking one platform that we want to read, because clearly we already know media has biases as well, and people push their own agenda. And you can see, you could read the same story from different news sites, and they both have different titles of the article that are very, very polar opposites, I guess you would say. And so it's so important to figure out what the truth is by reading everything, and then also just like watching videos, because I can't tell you how many people will watch the president giving a speech or a press conference, and you actually see what's happening. You have the full context versus when you're just catching up on the internet and you're only seeing clips, you're only seeing part of it. And a lot of times context is missing.
Yep, for sure. By the way, speaking of context, the Supreme Court is expected to take up gun rights, gun laws. I think there's one specific one before them. I forget what the actual attitude is or what the question is, but you'll see more of that action, I think. That may be part of dealing with what I said, the straw that breaks the camel's back. 43 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Coast Guard Admiral Linda Fagan. Why is she important? You'll find out after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you got a great idea for a startup but just don't know how to get started? Well, LG Graham users, listen up. And anyone with an entrepreneurial spirit, Hustle Hub by LG Graham is a dedicated online Facebook community for users to network and access info and resources. Kyla Francis from LG explains.
So we're really targeting that entrepreneur or business professional or people working on their side hustle or passion project. So it was designed to be that collaborative space to bring together these like-minded people to network and discuss ideas and share insights. And we'll also provide, you know, tips and tricks, resources, education pieces. We'll have live learning sessions. And, of course, we'll have some great giveaways and exclusive events.
And no, you don't have to own an LG Graham to be a member. But if you do, you'll get a few perks. Find the Hustle Hub by LG Graham on Facebook.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, so this is kind of cool, actually. Doug's Good Day, 46 after the hour. Jay Kirshner and I now focused on Coast Guard Admiral Linda Fagan. History has been made this week. Admiral Fagan became not only the first woman, Jay, to lead the Coast Guard, the first woman to lead any branch of the armed forces.
Isn't that exciting? And this isn't one of those things of like, oh, just trying to get a woman in there so we can have it first. She's the best person for the job. And she happens to be the first. And before we know it, we're going to be talking about the second female command.
Yeah. And then
the third
will be
female command. And then there won't be so much history making. Yeah. It won't be news. And
all about
I
women.
Think that's what we're excited about, is to get to the point where this isn't news anymore. This is just normal. Everybody is... Right. Everybody has a fair shot.
Not the first black woman or whatever it is. She graduated from Coast Guard Academy in 85. This is the sixth class that included women. Before that, women weren't allowed.
No.
And that's kind of... boys were put on notice, if you will. So she said, we're getting past the firsts. I hope sometime soon we're talking about the second. Yeah, as you were just saying. Yeah, yeah. Right. What did you start to say? You started to say something about this...
according to the Coast Guard, approximately 40% of the incoming class at its academy in New London, Connecticut will be women. And that really is huge. Just 15% of people are female across the entire force. But getting there, 40% of the incoming class are women, almost half. That's big.
Yeah, it is. Big time stuff. All right, the Queen back at Windsor Castle, bumpy flight home. She was bounced around in a big lightning storm before she landed at the airport northwest of London, celebrating. She was, she's this week celebrating 70 years on the throne.
Yeah, her big platinum jubilee.
She was on her way back from that. Yeah, the plane bounced around a little bit.
They tried to make their landing, and then they had to... abort that mission, and then they made their second attempt in, and she was photographed in the car being driven back home. One of her corgis sitting in the backseat behind her, and she looked completely unfazed.
I think when you've been through what she's been through, not much fazes you. I'm guessing that's it. She's pretty starchy.
And there probably has to be some point too. She was coming back from her estate in Scotland, where it's like, nope, not this weekend. Maybe a different flight could have rattled her, whatever, but nothing's happening to her this weekend, knock on wood. But the Trooping of the Color is today, kicks off her
Platinum Jubilee.
June 2nd, and then June 3rd is when a lot of the festivities are going on. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry will help. June 4th, I think Saturday night's that big concert that she has already said she will not be attending. And then Sunday wraps up everything, and it's going to be interesting to see how long until she hands over the reins to Prince Charles.
I hope she doesn't. I hope she just keeps. I hope she just stays as the
leader. I'm with you. Exactly. I'm with you right there.
I don't. There's nothing about Charles that's going to be inspirational. He's a dud. Today, also, there are 3,000 beacons that will be lit around England to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen. 10 before the hour.
I
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's 53 past the hour now on DJV Health. The biggest DJV Health here is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I always extol the value and virtue of connections with him because he's so thorough. Even though he's a cardiologist, he gets to the root, to the core of what's going on in your body. That's why I love to visit him. You can visit him down in Florida, or you can do a telemedicine connection, kind of a Zoom thing. The way to contact Ken in his office is to dial 352-735-1400. Area 352-735-1400. All right, so there's been a back and forth about limiting television time and whether or not it reduces the risk for coronary heart disease. What do we know? What do we think? You're a cardiologist, and what's your review of this? Tell us.
Well, there's a report out in BMC Medicine this week. That's why this is making some news. And what they discovered, or these investigators, is that if people commit, Doug, to watching just under an hour of TV a day, 11% of coronary heart disease cases can be eliminated. Coronary heart disease is the reason why we get heart attacks, number one killer of Americans, and they're seeing 11% of these cases eliminated by keeping your daily TV watching to under an hour. Mm-hmm. Interesting study.
Yeah, that is. And you got to get exercise. You got to move. That's one of the things that I feel the best about with my body. Just to keep
and that
moving.
Is exactly. That's the feeling is that if you're spending more time watching TV, you're just not exercising. Maybe if you have that that treadmill in front of the TV, maybe things are different. But
riding a bike.
The feeling is that people are eating what they shouldn't and not doing activity and getting coronary heart disease.
All right, question on prostate cancer, whether or not as you get older, what's the risk? The blood clots are something that's come to the surface. A lot of talk about blood clots lately as regard to COVID. And so is this something that's becoming more common? You're the cardiologist. You're this cardiovascular guy. Are blood clots more common, and if so, in what areas?
Well, I think blood clots have always been around. I think we're just more aware of them. We can diagnose them easier and faster, and maybe that's why you're hearing more about it. Definitely we're hearing more about it because COVID has increased inflammation, but it also has increased clotting. The news this week is in prostate cancer, which is just all too common. And as people, guys live older and older, they're going to get more prostate cancer. This is out of BMJ Open that prostate cancer patients are at significantly higher risk for getting these serious blood clots. These are usually the deep vein thrombosis, the DVTs in the leg veins. And if you have or know anyone with prostate cancer, just be aware that they're at increased risk of getting these blood clots. If you see any swelling or pain in the legs, just think about the possibility. The reason why you want to get this diagnosed quickly, because these can travel up into the lungs. And when these clots occur in the lungs, they are called a pulmonary embolism, and people die from blood clots in the lungs.
All right, I don't want to mess around with that. I see that the birth rate for the first time in quite a long time, has started to increase in America. Is this with Native Americans or immigrants that are coming in? Is there further specific info on where the birth rate is coming from? And is this a healthy sign for the health of Americans?
Well, this was a report from the CDC in general that the overall annual rate had for the first time since 2014 increased. It increased from 2020 to 2021 by 1%. And obviously, you can interpret this however the way you want to.
How do you interpret it?
Well, I interpret it as, you know, during COVID, there was more time to think about such things. And,
okay, and there it is. That's the answer. No, you did it. I think you hit the nail on the head. There were a lot of people. It kind of reminds me when the lights went out in New York. 9 months later, there was a surge of births in New York City. Okay, so hello, Mother Nature takes her course, or its course. And so that was the, I didn't even think about that, but hello, ding, 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 ding. That's a very good explanation for it. Thank you. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. 59 past the hour on DJV Health.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.